When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. I recently spent back-to-back days of adventure with young women I long to influence in positive ways. First, it was a girls' day out with four of my Sunday school students. We stocked up for back to school, did some high-speed divide-and-conquer clothes shopping, and snacked and giggled our way through two arms-length lists of necessities and wishes. We hit the shoe department, athletic wear, clearance racks, and junior misses. I shuffled sizes and colors and offered invited opinions about fit, style, and appropriateness. That last category may have not been so welcome, but they got it regardless. Each one had differing tastes and desires, each one thrilled with their final choices and feeling loved and grateful at day's end. Now, the second group of ladies numbered a bit greater. 49, in fact. They didn't need my fashion advice. These were older, accomplished young women, confident and certain of themselves and each wearing a crown of achievement. I had the pleasure of addressing the group multiple times one morning during their Missouri State Fair Queen Contest and connecting with individual contenders one-on-one. From rompers and jeans to ball gowns, it was a day of femininity and all of its exceptional creativity. Now let me tell you, days filled with females and fashion has not been my norm. Oh, sure, I've walked in their shoes. I've even worn the crowns and gowns in my younger days. But these days, I still get gussied up on Sundays and when I'm speaking before an audience wanting to be at my very best. And I refuse to wear sweatpants to the grocery store to shop. But listen, I gave birth to boys, cowboys, rough and tumble, blue jeans and boots. To get them ready for an outing meant a quick scrub and pants pulled up, shirt tucked in. Teenage girls and college women are so much more complicated. It goes way beyond function. It's about branding and beauty and self-image and accessories. And it's difficult to find that balance of beauty, fit, and function for so many body types and personalities. And not destroy self-worth because of the tag size or the way it looks in the mirror. I only hope that underneath all of the outward adornments, that these precious young women understand that the clothes don't make them, crowns don't increase their worthiness. Every unique little girl who grows to become a woman is knit together just as the Lord fashioned her to be, and He looks on her heart. But they'll never believe that if we don't esteem it, as role models in their lives and look beyond the surface ourselves, helping them to do likewise. It's a fashion statement suitable for girls and boys, men and women. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.